On any given day in Manchester's Valley Street Jail, several dozen people are being held on bail of $1,000 or less. Most are charged with low-level offenses and would be back at home if they could pay their bail. That's according to NHPR's analysis of data provided by the jail. NHPR's Emily Corwin reports on New Hampshire's money bail system, a process some courts in other states have abandoned.
The day I met Chris Weber, he was wearing a beige jumpsuit in the jail library, studying for his GED. Last year, the 19-year-old spent a total of 2 months behind these bars. His record includes 2 convictions, one for trespassing, the other for resisting arrest. But that's not why he was locked up. He was locked up because he's missed court dates. That, and he's poor. When I met him, Weber was being held on $500 cash bail for the month leading up to his rescheduled hearing.
And why can't you pay the $500?
I have a daughter, so like priorities are like formula, diapers, and wipes, not me getting out.
New Hampshire's judges are supposed to let you go home while you wait for hearings and trials, except in 2 circumstances. One, if the judge thinks you're a threat to public safety. Or 2, if they think you might not show up for court. That's where money bail comes in. Requiring bail, especially relatively low bail, allows people in Category 2, the flight risks, a way to go home. You put down a deposit and you have an incentive to come back for court. But what if the judge sets a bail you can't afford?
Sorry.
It's okay.
This is Weber's 4-month-old baby girl and her mom, Catherine Sprints.
You're okay.
If they had the money, Sprints says, Weber would be home. Instead, he's spent weeks behind bars.
Like, he missed her birth. She's gonna know when she's older that her dad wasn't there.
According to an NHPR analysis of jail data spanning 2 years, 62 or so people are held at Valley Street Jail each day because they can't afford bail of $1,000 or less. More than half of these are charged only with nonviolent offenses like drug possession, trespass, and resisting arrest. Chief Justice Tina Netto oversees the state's felony-level courts. She's seen a lot of people who miss court dates, people like Chris Weber.
When people don't show up for court, it's usually because they forgot or they've moved or they lost their transportation, you know, those kinds of things. They aren't generally trying to skip town because they want to avoid process.
Being in jail has documented consequences. It can lead to job loss and eviction. Research shows doing time makes people more likely to commit other crimes. And for those held pre-trial, jail also increases the likelihood a defendant will be found guilty of a crime, will plead to a charge, and will be sentenced to time behind bars. And yet, Judge Netto says money bail is the only system most New Hampshire judges have to make sure even low-level defendants appear.
We're using a lot of resources, continuing hearings, having witnesses and folks come back to court because the offender's not appearing.
Other places are trying to help defendants show up for court. In New York City, defendants now receive text message and phone call reminders about court summons, so it's harder to forget. One court implemented evening hours for people with jobs. Some states have made more fundamental changes. The District of Columbia eliminated money bail altogether. New Mexico and New Jersey have recently overhauled their bail systems, too. So what's the holdup in New Hampshire?
There is a real interest, I think, in finding a solution to this issue.
Devin Chafee heads up the New Hampshire ACLU, which is part of the state's Interbranch Justice Council. That group has identified bail reform as a priority. Yet some of the tools used to replace money bail have had mixed results. That's why Chafee says the first step is figuring out who is being held on bail now and why.
Because if New Hampshire is really going to consider bail reform seriously, then we need to have a sense of what the baseline is so we can evaluate the impact of any reform measures that are adopted.
This has not been easy. Last year, the New Hampshire Department of Justice got federal funding to hire a nonprofit to get all that data. But inconsistent jail software meant the study only covered part of the state. How to proceed now is still unclear. In the meantime, people like Chris Weber are waiting behind bars. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.